We've obviously talked about a mother's love and about love for others, but I want to share with you something even bigger than a mother's love, and that is the love from our Heavenly Father. So as Christians, we are welcomed into God's family, and, you know, we become a child of God. So what happens when we become a child of God? Do we just stay as we are? Well, I'm going to show with you what it is like to become a child of God through growing a plant, okay? I'm going to compare the two to show you how easy it is, okay? So can I have our slide up, please? Yes, please, the first one. So I have my seeds here, okay? That's kind of important. So imagine that we are the seed, okay? And we've just been accepted into God's family. We've just become a Christian. We've made that commitment, and we're asking God to completely transform our lives and to grow in Christ. So I'm going to plant my seed, okay? Make sure it's in the soil, okay? And there are three key things that you need to grow a plant, all right? So we have our soil, okay? So here's my soil. And it's lovely, rich, nutrient soil. It says it's premium quality assured. And do you know what? For us as Christians, Christ is like the soil. That if we are root ourselves in him, we can prosper and thrive. We have a firm foundation to live upon. And do you know what? God gives us a place where he can support us and nurture us and for us to extend our roots into and to start to grow. So that's what it is. Christ gives us every possible good thing to start get us going. So that might be wisdom, love, peace, encouragement. Just like the nutrients in the soil, God gives us endless supplies of different nutrients in our life for us to grow. It is unlimited. It never runs out on us. So secondly, the second thing we need is sunlight. Okay, now plants grow up towards the sunlight, don't they? But for us as Christians, we have to look towards God and towards God's word to help us grow. So we have our Bible, don't we, that we can look to for guidance, for when we're in times of need, when we're in doubt, we're on a journey, aren't we? We can look to the Bible and to God's word. So yeah, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light to my path, on my path, in Psalm 119, verse 105. And do you know what? As children of God, we should lean towards God for our support, that we should look towards him, we should keep our eyes fixed on him. And do you know what? It's a source of many things that we need in our journey as a Christian. And then last but not least, we have our water, okay? So plants need water to sustain them, to help aid the growth. And do you know what? As Christians, we need that. We need water to sustain ourselves. So that can be in terms of meeting here together this morning, meeting with other like-minded people to kind of share together, to pray together, and just to help one another on that journey. Because sometimes it can be a bit tough. We face difficult things, don't we, in life. But we can look to God to help us through that and have our support from other Christians. And to spread the love of Jesus to other people, just as he first showed us by dying on the cross for us. But, can I have a next slide? We have weeds that sometimes appear in our garden, don't we? It's a time of gardening where we're starting to get ready, see all the beautiful flowers coming through. But occasionally we have these nuisance things called weeds, all right? And sometimes stumbling blocks come in the way. Sometimes things might crop up and get really frustrated. But actually, by keeping focused on God, he can help us get through it. That life isn't perfect, that is never the case. But with God, he could help us. He can make it better for us. And he is always there for us. He's never going to leave our side. And there's a Bible verse that shows us that in our next slide. So it's in Colossians 2. It says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. So when we do all these things, when we enrich ourselves with good soil, when we look towards the sunlight, and when we refresh ourselves with water, we can have a good and healthy relationship with God. And it can be an amazing relationship if we choose to become part of God's family. And that is open to anyone here, that anyone can have a relationship with God. No matter what you've done in your past life, God always accepts us. That it doesn't matter who we are, he will always love us. He will always forgive us for all the bad things we've done. We are never turned away from God. Isn't that an amazing promise? That he accepts all of us and everybody out there as well. And I just want to share that with you, that actually, we can grow as Christians, we can grow in Christ, just like a plant grows using key things. And so make strong roots in God. And so when we do, we can bloom and we can blossom and more fruit will grow. And then we can bless other people by doing that as well. So I say, I'm not a very keen gardener, so I had to get this pre-done, but it just shows that actually, if we do all the right things, if we nurture ourselves, if we follow God's word, amazing things can happen in our life. God will bless our lives as a result of all that. Shall we just pray? Dear God, we thank you that you always love us, that we can rely upon you, that no matter where we are, where we've come from, no matter our journey with you, that you always accept us, you always welcome us, and you always love us. Just pray you'll be with us. No matter our circumstances today, just give us peace in our lives. Amen.